This morning's shiur is dedicated by the Wagner family, Li'ilui Nishmas Tessi Bienenfeld, Tova Bas Matisyahu, and we hope that her neshama will have an aliyah from our Divrei Torah, as well as a schus for an ilui haneshama for Tuvia Moshe ben Peril and Yosef, that is our beloved friend Tuvia Lefkowitz, whose yard site is today. And it just brings back fond memories, just mentioning his name. And we hope that his neshama will have an aliyah as well. I also want to dedicate the shiur, of course. All of our hearts and our minds are on our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael. I happen to have four nephews who are now on the front lines, and my brother-in-law. And we hope that our Divrei Torah will be a schus for them. Their names are Ephraim ben Aviva, Miriam, Yechiel Yehoshua ben Lior, Malachi ben Yehudis Ora, Eitan Avram ben Miriam, and David Yecheskel ben Chava. It's very hard to figure out what to say, and that's why I thought we're very blessed that we're part of the Jewish community who lives by the Torah itself. Everything we do is al pi haTorah. And in a way, we're very lucky, because whenever we have situations, circumstances that happen in our lives, we have an opportunity to look in the Torah itself and find how it forecasts everything that we experience, everything that we go through. What we're going to do this morning is not really say any chidushim. What we're going to do is just go through how the Torah itself describes these kinds of experiences. So what does the Torah say? In Parshas B'chukosai, which is the Parsha of the Tochacha, for those who just walked in, there are plenty of sheets there on the Bima. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says b'nevuah, he warns the Jewish people in Telchu Imi Bekeri, if you will have a posture, if you'll have an attitude, if you will have a certain kind of temperament, that everything in your life is just fate. Everything is coincidental. Everything is just happenstance. So the Torah is very cautious of that. The Torah warns us that that is not an attitude that is acceptable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'halachti imchem v'chamas keri. That's not an acceptable way to live life. We have to realize that the Ribono Shel Olam's world is very calculated. Everything is deliberate. Everything that happens in the world is by design. Steve, is there a way to... I don't know, I'm hearing an echo on this. I don't know if there's a way to change that. That everything in the world that we experience happens because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to happen. You know, it's very easy when things go on in our world to be quick to condemn and criticize and point fingers at certain communities and to say, this is why it happened or that's why it happened, especially with everything that's been going on in Eretz Yisrael. It's very easy for us to say, look how much disunity there is, look how much fighting, look what just happened with Yom Kippur, look how they tore down the mechitzas, look how they said that you're not allowed to have a separate minyan in the streets of Tel Aviv. It's very easy for us to say that. Let's take ourselves back just a few weeks to the story of Yonah that we read on Yom HaKippurim. And the story of Yonah, sometimes we think about Yonah, we don't realize he was a great tzaddik. Yonah was a great person. Yonah was a Navi Hashem. Yonah was chosen by the Ribono Shel Olam. And the reason why he didn't go and do what he was supposed to do is not because he was rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's because he was trying to save the Jewish people. Yonah was a great person. And when there was a storm, and when he was afraid for his life, Yonah, instead of pointing fingers at all the other people who were on the boat with him, who probably were not the same kinds of people that he was, Yonah looks inward. Yonah understands that he has to be an internal kind of person. And he says, "Bishali hasar hazeh." He says, it's because of me that this entire flood is happening. It's nothing to do with all the other personalities who are here on the boat with us. It's Bishali hasar hazeh. And that needs to be the guide for whenever things happen. It's easy for us to say that countries fight against each other, and sometimes there's a intelligence failure, and sometimes there's an enemy that's able to break through, and sometimes there are things in our lives that we experience that make sense or don't make sense. And it's very easy to chalk it up to that. But Yonah taught us that when we live through a storm, we need to be able to look inward and say, "Bishali hasar hazeh," that this is not something that is just happenstance, that this is something that is very deliberate. This is by design. This is calculated. And it's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Let's learn together the words of the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tainis, "Davar zeh midarkei hatshuva hu, shebizman shetavo tzara v'yizeku elea v'yariyu." When there is a difficult time for the Jewish people, and that evokes a reaction, it evokes a response, and they cry out, "V'yedu hakol shebeglal ma'aseim haroim hora lahem," and they understand and they appreciate that it's only because people are doing things wrong that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reacting in such a way. Says the Rambam, that's the way that we're supposed to react. Avol, im lo yizaku v'lo yariu, ela yomru, they will say, "Davar zeh miminega olam yiralanu." Sometimes there's a flood, and sometimes there's a hurricane, and sometimes there's a war. And if we just live through life with that kind of attitude, understanding that sometimes things do happen, v'tsarazu nikro nikres, and unfortunately this has happened to us now, but it's no different than many other things that happen in the world. Harezu derech achzariya, says the Rambam. That is a cruel way to live life. Vigoremas lahem lihidavek b'maaseim harayim. And that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to give us messages, and we continue to ignore it. And it will make us continue to feel that we should just continue living on life the way we have been living, nothing should change, and everything should just be the way it always was. Says the Rambam, that is not the proper attitude. It is not the proper outlook. And it's important that when things happen in the world, that we understand and we look inward and we think what it is that we personally may have done or that we may be doing to deserve such an onesh chamor. We have so many confusing questions about what happened and what is continuing to unfold in Eretz Yisrael. And many of us are apprehensive. Many of us are anxious. Many of us are confused. The truth is, it's pretty confusing. When you think about it, the Israeli intelligence is an establishment that is known all over the world. For hours and hours after an infiltration, the fact that the army was nowhere to be found, these are questions that many of us are wondering. But the truth is, this is a question that was asked 3,300 years ago in the Torah itself. Parshas Hazinu, what does the Torah say? Number base. Echa yirdof echad elef ushnayim yanisu revava. How is it possible that one person is able to chase away 1,000? When you think about a terrorist versus the security establishment in the state of Israel, and we're talking about the most sophisticated ways of securing the country and the most advanced technology that is used, and yet you have a bunch of primitive terrorists who come with a bulldozer and are able to break through everything. It's exactly what the Torah asks in Parshas Ha'azinu. Echa yirdof echad elef. How is it possible that one person, one terrorist, if we say it in our terms, is able to infiltrate a strong establishment? Ushnayim yanisi ruvava. How is it that two people are able to get through 10,000? It's the same question we ask today. It's the question that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked in Parshas Ha'azinu. And the answer, if you look further in the pasuk, the answer that the Torah gives is, Im lo kitzuram mechram v'hashem hizgiram. What exactly does that mean? The way the Mefarshim on Chumash explain it is, Hashem hizgiram. There are times in our lives when it's true, it does not make sense. When we have such a sophisticated intelligence community, and we have such a security apparatus that is set up for us, and we have everything that is so exceptional, there is no way, al piderach hateva, to explain how such a thing can happen. And the only answer, says the Torah itself, is there are times in our lives, v'Hashem hisgiram, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu closes off the opportunity, closes off all of the channels, that doesn't allow us to do what we naturally would have been able to do. It means it's gzeira min hashamayim. To me, that's a little bit comforting. As upsetting as that is to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made such a gzeira. But in a certain sense, it's very comforting to know that it is gzeira min hashamayim. And it's exactly the question that the Chumash asks, Eicha yirdof echad elef ushnayim yanisi revava? And the Torah itself answers the same question. And the Torah says there are times in our experience of life, v'Hashem hisgiram, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not allow us to do the things that we otherwise would do. Which country in the world would allow for 1,500 terrorists to just come through a border? Does it make sense that there was a festival right on the border to an enemy line, and nobody thought and nobody considered that maybe there should be some security there? The whole thing doesn't make any sense. And for hours and hours, there are people there without a soldier in sight. None of it makes any sense. And we can't make sense out of it. But the answer that the Torah gives is, V'Hashem Hizkira. You won't be able to make sense of it. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that this is what should be. There are many times, we just said it in Halal every day of Sukkot. Lama yomru agoyim aye Eloheim. There are many times that we find that refrain, that discussion that we have, that claim. Why is it that the Umas HaOlam, that the nations of the world are going to be able to turn around and say, where is God? And this is something that we find over and over again. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Lama Yomru Mitzrayim Bera'aho Tziyam. You're going to kill the Jewish people in the desert? You know what the Egyptians are going to say? That God, obviously, is not strong enough to bring them into the land of Israel. Chet HaMeraglim. After the Jewish people were involved in that terrible sin of Chet HaMeraglim, Moshe Rabbeinu negotiates and he says, Lama yomer agoyim mibilti yicholas Hashem lahavim el haaretz? God, aren't you concerned that the Umos HaOlam are going to say, God doesn't have any power to bring his people into the land of Eretz Yisrael? And in fact, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, Vayomer Hashem salachti kidvarecha. I have forgiven the Jewish people. Kidvarecha, says Rashi. What does it mean, kidvarecha? Rashi says, because of the words that you shared with me. Because you said, ma yomru agayim. Because of your concern, what are the Egyptians going to say? God said, yes, I have to save the Jewish people. Yoshua ben Nun has the same refrain. Vayishmu aknani, umatasa l'shimcha hagadol. Yoshua ben Nun is trying to conquer the land of Eretz Israel, and he says, what is going to be when the Umos HaOlam and the nations of the world turn to you and say, obviously there's no God in the world. So this is a common refrain that we find many times. Lama yomru agayim aye Eloheim, it's a pasuk in Tehillim that we say in Halal as well. But you have to wonder, what do we care what they say? Do we live life worrying about what everybody's going to say? The Rama actually says in Siman Aleph in Shulchan Aruch, Lo yevosh mepnei hamaligim alav, says the Rama, if I know I'm doing the right thing, and I'm a religious person, and I'm observing Judaism the way I'm supposed to, I don't worry about what everybody else feels and thinks. I do what I'm supposed to do. If nobody's keeping Shabbos, does that mean I shouldn't keep Shabbos because people are going to laugh at me? Of course I keep Shabbos. And I do all the things a good Jew is supposed to do. So since when do we care what the Umos HaOlam are going to say? And why is this a winning argument? When Moshe Rabbeinu stands up and he says, Ma yomru agoyim, God, you have to save the Jewish people after Chet HaMeraglim because we're worried. What are the nations of the world going to say? Why is that an argument that matters? And the answer explains to the Ramban is as follows. Look here, number Vav. The Ramban writes, the answer is, Im Yashu v'yavid zichram. Says the Ramban, the tachlis of the Jewish people in this world is that they should bring an appreciation, an understanding that there is godliness in the world, that there is a higher purpose to life. We are the only ones, says the Ramban, who are charged with doing that. And therefore the Ramban writes, Im Yashuv Ya'abid Zichram, the Ramban on Chumash writes, if the Jewish people are not going to be surviving this terrible calamity, Yishkechu kala'amim ososa v'tiyeh kavanas b'riyas ha'adam b'teila. Says the Ramban, what's going to happen to the mission of the Jewish people if they are not alive to share that mission? If the Jewish people are not going to survive this calamity, then what's going to be? Why are we worried? Lama yomru agayim? Why are we worried about what the nations of the world are going to say? The answer is because the Navi says, Atem edai v'ani el. You are the witnesses to the fact that there is God in the world. When something bad happens to the Jewish people, it's not only that we are on trial, it's that God, Kavayachal, God Himself is on trial. And the nations of the world turn around and say, if God doesn't care about the Jewish people and this is what He allows to happen, then obviously God is not worth thinking about either. And that, says the Ramban, is why it's so important, the argument that Moshe Rabbeinu makes, the argument that the Navi often says as well, Lama Yomru Agayim, it's an important argument because it means that the Jewish people who are representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu have the ability to bring godliness into the world, but when we are oppressed and when there are terrible things happening, we don't have the ability to do that. And that is not only an indictment on us, it is an indictment on the Ribono Shel Olam himself, which is why the Navi Yeshaya, when he describes La'asad Lava, what will happen in the end of days, he says, all of the Umos HaOlam will come and they will say, Lechu v'nala el har Hashem v'yoreinu midrachav. Let us all go out and learn from the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki mitzion teitzei sora udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. That's what the prophecy of Achris HaYamim is, that will come to a time where everybody will appreciate what it means to live life with purpose, to live life with meaning, that the Jewish people represent that ideal, which is what we daven for on Yamim Noroim. Why do I care if there's a fear of God in the eyes of others? Why is that my focus? Why am I worried about that? And the answer is because this is really our job, to bring a sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world. And if we are being oppressed, we don't have the opportunity to do that. It's what we say on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should restore the glory of the Jewish people. And by doing so, V'yomar kalasher neshama be'apo Hashem Elokei Yisrael melech u'malchuso b'kal mashallah, that if the restoration of the pride of the Jewish people is brought back to where it should be, then the Umos HaOlam, then the rest of the world will have the opportunity to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is around and HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands for something in the world as well. Pasuk says in Sefer Dvarim as well, Ru'u ata ki ani anihu. The pasuk tells us, look at number Yud Aleph. Ru'u ata, you should see now, ki ani anihu ve'ein alokim imadi ani amis va'achayeh. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I am the one who decides who lives and who does not. Machatzti va'ani arpeh ve'ein miyadi matzil. Rashi says, what does it mean, ru'u ata? You should see now. Says Rashi, Hevinu mina puranio shehevesi aleichem. You should understand from the terrible things that are happening to you, ve'ein lachem moshiach. And when you look around and you realize you don't have the means to protect yourself, such a terrible tragedy happens and you have no protection at all. And there's nothing you can do to stop it. Says Rashi, when that happens, does it not make you realize she'ani ani hu Hashem? That the Ribono Shel Olam is the one who's orchestrating everything. Rabbi Elchanan writes in his Kovetz Ma'amarim, Rabbi Elchanan was one of the great Gedolim before the Holocaust. Unfortunately, he was killed, Al Kiddush Hashem. But he writes, commenting on this pasuk, we say every day in Aleinu L'Shaveach, we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'hai lidim karos yikareisun. What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should cut down all of the Avodah Zarahs? Elilim. Elil is an Avodah Zarah. God should destroy them. God should dismantle all of them. What does that mean? Says Rabbi Chanan, in every generation, there is a sense of a false protection that we have. And that itself is the Avodah Zarah. It gets to a certain point where we say, we are so powerful. We have such an amazing army. We have such an unbelievable security infrastructure. We have such an incredible intelligence community. That becomes the Avodah Zarah, says Rabbi Chana. You get to a point where you don't remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only reason why anything in the world happens. Look at the Pasuk in Tehillim number Ches here. It's the Pasuk in Tehillim that stands out most to me at this time. Im Hashem lo yishmar ir, shav shakad shomer. If the Ribono Shel Olam will not save the city, shav shakad shomer. It doesn't matter how many officers you have. It doesn't matter how many shomrim you put up. It doesn't matter how much of a fence you have. It doesn't matter how sophisticated of a security apparatus you have put together. Im Hashem lo yishmor ir, shav shakad shomer. Everything we do is worth nothing if the Ribono Shel Olam is not a part of that equation. And that's really what we need to be thinking about. Of course, there's going to be an investigation, and people need to be held accountable for what happened or didn't happen. But let's think that's not our job. Let's think a little bit beyond that. Im Hashem lo yishmar ir, shav shakad shomer. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not prepared to protect us, then all the protection in the world that we may have started or put together is not going to help us in any way. Many people have been mentioning Sukkim from Eicha, because Eicha is the Sefer in Navi that talks a lot, very extensively, about the destruction of the Jewish people. And one of the original phrases that we find in Eicha at the very beginning, in the first parak, Rabasi Bagoyim. What does Rabasi Bagoyim mean? So the Maharsha explains, Rabasi Bagoyim means you go out into the world, into the Goyi Ha'aratzos, and they are so well aware of how sophisticated, of how brilliant the Jewish people are. I couldn't help but to think, we were known to the world until 3 days ago as the superpower in the Middle East, the impenetrable army. Rabasi Bagoyim. And all of that changed in one moment. All of that changed in one moment. In Megillas Eicha, look at number Tes. How true are these words today? Lo ha'aminu malchei aretz v'chol yoshvei sevel. The leaders of the world, v'chol yoshvei sevel, and people who live all over the world, could not believe, could not fathom, ki yavo tsar v'oye b'share Yerushalayim. If I would have asked anyone, do you think there could be a surprise attack against the Israeli army, against the Jewish people? To such a magnitude, I think all of us would have responded exactly what the Navi says here. Lo ha'aminu malchei eretz b'chol yoshvei sevel. Ki yavo tsar va'oye b'shari Yerushalayim. Impossible. We all would have said this is impossible. Because we believe, we have a false belief, that we are impenetrable. We forget, Im Hashem lo yishmar ir, shav shakat shomer. We have forgotten that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the reason why we have any protection. If we learn nothing from Sukkot, is that not what the whole Yom Tov of Sukkot is about? Ufros aleinu sukas shlomecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that puts peace in the world, that the Ribono Shel Olam is the one who protects us. And without His protection, we are nowhere. We have nothing at all. To me, this pasuk stood out, particularly now. I was reading articles, as I'm sure many of us were. They were interviewing generals from 73, of course, the 50th anniversary of the Yom Kippur War, a lot to talk about. And I was reading how they asked these military experts, is it possible that such a thing could happen today? Is it possible that there could be a surprise attack today and such a thing would happen? I read this right before Sukkot. And they said with confidence, of course not. How could such a thing happen? We've advanced so much. We have progressed so much since 1973. And we have radars and we have cameras and we have everything, drones, and we can see everything that's going on, and we're monitoring and we're following, and we have intelligence, and we have other countries that are sharing intelligence with us. Impossible. It's impossible that such a thing could happen. Nobody could believe if we would have been asked, and we were asked, and the military experts were asked this question just a few weeks ago. Is it possible that such a thing could happen again? And they all said no. Why? Because we forgot. Im Hashem lo yishmar ir, shav shakat shomer. Shabbat Shuvah, we read the Haftorah from Hosea. And the Navi Hosea tells us as follows. Look at number Yud. Ashur lo yoshienu al sus lo nerkav. Ashur means Assyria. Assyria will not save us. Al sus lo nerkav. We're not going to be riding horses anymore. Velo nomar od elokeinu lemaaseh yadeinu asher becha yirucham yasom. Never again will we say it's maaseh yadeinu. Never again will we say, we are so strong, we are so powerful. Asher becha yirucham yasom, which means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanus, the Ribono Shel Olam has mercy for a yasom. What exactly does it mean? Asher becha yirucham yasom. So the understanding of that is, a yasom, a child who loses a parent, rachmanu litzlan, feels sometimes that he has no one to turn to. Feels that he is very alone. Feels that he has nobody to support him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that is the kind of person that I have rachmanas on. That is the kind of person that I show mercy to. Somebody who lives life like a yasom. What does it mean? Somebody who realizes there is nobody else in the world who can save me. There is no entity in the world that is powerful enough to take care of me. And the Ribono Shel Olam says, Asher becha yirucham yasom. If you choose to live life like a yasom, if you choose to live life with that kind of perspective, with that attitude, with that understanding, that you're just like that yasom, just like that child who feels, I have nobody looking out for me, I have nobody who cares about me, I have nobody who could take care of me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to develop that kind of feeling. Asher becha yirucham yasom. That is where the rachmanas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes from. If you go back to the story of Hanukkah, we know that after the incredible victory of the Chashmonaim, and maybe we don't fully understand or appreciate how incredible of a victory it actually was. Rabim v'yad me'atim, it doesn't mean like there was a big army and a small army. This was a handful of people who were going up against the strongest army in the world. It was the most unreasonable victory that anyone could have ever imagined. And we know that after the victory of Hanukkah, it was instituted that we say Al HaNisim. Who wrote Al HaNisim? Who wrote Al HaNisim? I would say probably the Chashmonaim themselves. They wanted everybody to remember this incredible story of victory. Let's not forget what happened. And therefore we have to recite Al HaNisim and the benching and the davening. And we have to remember all the great miracles that took place on that incredible occasion. But you look carefully the way they talk about themselves. Giborim b'yad chalashim. They're honest. What do the Chashmonaim say about themselves? We had a war of a mighty army against Chalashim, against simple people, weak people. I would say if I was writing the tefillah, I wouldn't call myself a Chalash. Look what I just did. I just won the war. And I just overcame the most powerful army. And yet, the phrase that is coined in Al HaNisim is Giborim b'yad chalashim. The way they talk about themselves, they understood that Im Hashem lo yishmar ir, shav shakat shomer. They understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only reason why the great miracle of the victory of Hanukkah actually happened. because they understood Asher b'char Yerucham Yasom, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the reason why victories happen. You know, you turn on the news after Yom Tov and you see hundreds of people have lost their lives, and many in captivity. So you look back in the Nevi'im, and you may be surprised to learn that once in a while David HaMelech woke up in the morning and saw the same thing on the news. The Psukim describe, Vayimkar Hashem as Yisrael biyad kushem ra'asayim. The Navi describes how HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Jewish people and sold them off to the enemy. Hostages. David HaMelech wakes up to find out that many hostages were taken. And the Navi describes how after the Jewish people did tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu then brought them back. And then once again, the Navi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to test them once again. And he makes a whole war and a whole hostage crisis once again. And the way the Navi describes it is, Vayu l'nasos b'mas Yisrael, all of that was simply just to test the Jewish people. L'das ha'yishmu as mitzvahs Hashem asher tziva as havosam b'yad Moshe. Is that not what we said on Simchas Torah? Atah ha'reis al'das ki Hashem hu elokim ein od milvado. That's what the entire avodah of Simchas Torah was supposed to be about. To make us come to this understanding, to this recognition, She'ein od milvado, that there is no other entity in the world that can give us protection. In Shiras HaZinu, we've mentioned a few comments from HaZinu already. So we see a pasuk, Re'u ata ki ani anihu ve'ein alokim imadi, ani amis v'achayem, achasti v'ani arpa, ve'ein miyadi matzil. It's here in number Yud Aleph. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't you see, Ein Elokim Imadi, there is no other power in the world. Ani Amis V'Achaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who decides, who determines who has life, who does not. Ein Miyadi Matzil, there is nobody who is able to outdo the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's an amazing comment. It's actually a pretty famous comment. I don't know many of the Torahs of Rav Nachman Mibreslev, but this is a very famous one, where he picks up on a word in this pasuk and he says, what does it mean, Re'u Ata? You should see now. Ata with an aleph means you. Ata with an ayin means now. So what does it mean you should see now? So he writes the following. Look at the bottom. Mishi yesh lo eza secho ktsas. Somebody who has an understanding. Yuchal lahavin is able to understand. Ki ein hazman klum. Ki ha'avar ayin va'asid adayin va'ahova keheraf ayin. This became a very famous phrase that he coined. Ha'avar ayin. What happened, happened already. What's going to happen, as we all know, we can't know. Who would have predicted any of this? So we don't know what's going to be. We don't know what tomorrow will bring. But this moment of life that I'm experiencing now passes so quickly. It's keherafayin. It's before you know it, this moment is gone. And it's part of a previous moment of my life. Nimtza, she'ikar azman shel ha'adam hu rak ze haraga shehu omed bo. Therefore, he writes, it's important to remember that the moment of life that's most important, that's most critical, is the moment of life that I'm living and experiencing right now. Don't worry about what was. Don't worry about what will be. Think about the moment that you have now. Re'u ata, and that's what it means. See now. See the moment that you have now. Ki ha'ikir ha'rega shehu bo achshav. U'ledaleg ba'osa ha'rega al'masha tzarich ledaleg. Think for a moment, right now. Is what I'm doing something that is productive? Is this essential for my life? Is this important for my life? Is this meaningful to my life? Or is it frivolous? Is it not important at all? And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to all think about. Ru'u ata, to see the moment that we live now, because you never know what the next moment can bring or will bring. As we all know, life is full of surprises, but that is why the Torah says, Ru'u ata ki ani anihu, to see with perspective. that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Shomer Yisrael, is the one who looks after the Jewish people. In Parshas Chukas, the Torah describes the Nachash HaNachoshes. Very interesting story there. There were people who weren't well, people who weren't feeling well. Vayas Moshe Nachash HaNachoshes Vayisimeo Al Hanes. Moshe Rabbeinu makes a golden snake, and he puts it on top of a stick, and he holds it up. V'hayayim nashach hanachash es ish v'hibit al nachash hanachoshes v'chai. If somebody was sick, they would look at this snake, and then they would be cured. Now, what is this all about? Ask the Gemara Maseches Rosh Hashanah. V'chi nachash memes o nachash mechaya? Do you believe that the cure is going to come from looking at a snake? Does that make sense? That's not the way any medical professional believes that you're going to be cured. That's not a way to heal a person, to have them look at a snake. So what is that all about? Ask the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Ela bizman she Yisrael mistaklin kapei mala umishabdim asliyim laviyim shebashamayim hayim misrapim v'im lav hayin imukim. What it means is, Moshe Rabbeinu put it on a big stick to try to encourage people to look up to heaven. And if they were looking up and understanding that God is the one who is going to provide them with a cure, then they were cured. And if not, they remained sick. That's what the Nachash HaNachoshes was all about. Now the Ramban wonders, so why did Moshe Rabbeinu make a Nachash in particular? Why did he make a snake? Could have made anything. Just make a big pole, put it up into the sky, and leave it there. And let everybody look at the top of the pole. Why a Nachash in particular? Why was that so important to this healing process? And explains the Ramban, the reason why is because the natural predisposition of a Nachash, our natural relationship with a Nachash is, we're afraid of snakes because snakes kill, snakes have venom. Snakes are not friends of human beings. And what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to teach the Jewish people is, I'm going to take that which naturally kills, that which naturally harms people. And I'm going to show you it has no relevance, it has no bearing to the reality of life if you understand that God runs the world. I can take the most dangerous of the scorpions, I can take the most dangerous snake, and we can put it on a stick, and the snake itself is what will give you the cure. Because you understand, as you look up at it, that it's all the Ribono Shel Olam. That's where everything comes from. And it came to a point later on in history, the Navi in Sefer Malachim writes that they took the snake of Moshe Rabbeinu when they destroyed it. V'kitas nachash anachoshes asher asa Moshe. They took it and they pulverized it. They destroyed it. Ki arayamim mahema hayu b'nei Yisrael mekatrim lo v'yikr lo nachashtam. It got to a point where people misunderstood what the whole idea was. People started to serve the snake. People started to offer karbanos to the snake, not realizing, why do we have a snake in the first place? The only reason why we had it is because Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to remind us that the only protection we have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the only cure that will be given, is from the Ribono Shel Olam himself. And when that was forgotten, when that was no longer appreciated, the snake had to be destroyed because it was taking on a life of its own and making us forget everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended for it to bring into the meaning of our lives. And that is what the Torah itself describes for so many calamities that befall the Jewish people. There are opportunities for us to realize and to be reminded, Im Hashem lo yishmar ir, shav shakad shomer. It's hard to understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu does things. But we have many questions why HaKadosh Baruch Hu does all kinds of things in the world. It's the question that Moshe Rabbeinu asked. Mipnei ma yish tzadik v'ralo, v'rasha v'tovlo? Why is it that terrible things happen to good people? This is the age-old question that Moshe Rabbeinu was never given the answer to. And we all have questions throughout all of history why things happen. But at the same time, it gives us an opportunity to be reminded that it is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is able to send the Yeshua. It is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is able to give us the opportunity to defend ourselves. As the Navi describes, as Moshe Rabbeinu tells us in Parshas Ha'azinu, V'Hashem is Giram. There are times when HaKadosh Baruch Hu closes off all the natural channels that we otherwise would have used to protect ourselves. Why would the Ribbono Shel Olam do that? Kach gzeira hi melefanai. That is the gzeira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way He wants it to be. Nothing in our world is haphazard. Nothing is coincidental. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants all of us to use it as an opportunity to recognize that He is the ultimate protector of the Jewish people. And it has nothing at all to do with how well we feel we protect ourselves, with how much we feel we have an apparatus set in place. None of that is relevant in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, we fight wars, and of course we have an army, and of course we do everything that we're supposed to do, al pi derech hateva, but realizing with all of that, that it is ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu who brings Yeshua to the Jewish people. And as the Navi writes, Yeshua Hashem keheref ayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't take a lot of time to make things happen. The way the Bali Musar explained it is, sometimes when you need to build something in your house, so most human beings, it takes them a long time to build something. I have to plan it, I have to measure it, I have to get all the right materials, and then I have to put everything together. It takes time to plan and to build. But for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not that way. For the Ribbono Shel Olam, He doesn't need time in order to be able to have something happen or have something unfold. The Ribbono Shel Olam is able to make that happen in no time. Yeshua Hashem Keharafayim means the Ribbono Shel Olam has that capacity and has that ability in a way that human beings do not. And that's what we look forward to, and that's what we pray for. We're going to end